Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm sitting here looking like I'm straight off a boat. No makeup. Well, I'll be all right with chin hair, you're not today. I'm here with my buddy, Chris.
Hello.
And my good friend, Dion.
What's up, y'all?
On the Pat Down. With no makeup on and my wig.
There is a wig. It looks like you have a... The way that the Zoom is set, it looks like a Charlie Chaplin hat with black string.
I'm getting so old, I can't even motherfucking twist my neck no more. I done got this. Y'all stay tuned after the music, the song, so I can take my vertical neck. I don't know.
Recording stopped.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up.
You see me?
We could always see you.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you back? Can you see us?
Yeah. Come here, Yolanda. Hey, y'all. I'm over here overworked like a motherfucker. But I'm blessed. Give me a baby a wipe out of that white box right now.
You can't tell where the hat stops and the wig starts. It blends in so perfect.
Is it all one thing?
In a white box, yeah. Damn it, just looking at white box right now.
Especially in the back.
There's not much light, so it does. It looks like...
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little bob I got. I just threw on my head. And, you know, I like to do this podcast with no makeup because I ain't like everybody else. I don't have time to be snapping up. I'm going to put on some... The white box. The white fucking box. Right there. The white goddamn box.
I'm right here. Come on. Stop yelling.
Two of them.
What?
Damn. You don't know white when you see it? I'm sorry, y'all. God damn, these kids ain't what for shit.
They don't see color. Got some progressive children over there.
I look like it's black, so I'm trying to wipe it. I'm sorry, y'all.
What are you making?
Garrett having more army dreams? What's going on over there?
Look like your eye's black. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but ain't no dirt coming out. Maybe it's just a shadow.
I think it's a shadow from the hat.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fine.
I'm just getting old. These bitches got bags up on their eyes.
Do you have like the cooling little things? They apparently work.
They do work. I have a lot of them. I put them on before my makeup. You know, doing like the day Gary was like, you need to put on the bra. I said, boy, he said, we're going to look for granted for the house. And I'm like, why can't I just go like this? I am on a wig. I am on a bra. What was we at? We was in the store the other day, and I ain't have on no bra, but I did have on my wig. So I just ran out to get some. And this lady say, "Are you Miss Pat?" I said, "Yeah, but gone with that bullshit. I ain't got no bra."
Don't ask for a picture.
I was gone with that bullshit. I said, "I'm gonna keep it real. Not today. Ain't got no goddamn bra, and I ain't got no shirt that can look like I got on no bra."
See,
so I'm just letting titties hang, and I just ran in here to get something.
When you're in Indiana, you can walk around like Batman or Bruce Wayne. You know, you walk into the Walmart like that, and nobody notice you. Now you're famous enough, especially in Atlanta with the radio show, that you've lost your superpower.
Yeah, I lost my superpower not fucking dressing up. This is my comfort zone. You know, I know a lot of people get on Instagram and say they all made up. I don't know how them bitches put on makeup like that every day. I can't do it.
You have to wear it so often that it must be a relief when you don't.
It is a relief when I don't. I'm going to go ahead today. I'm going to wash my pussy upside down. I'm gonna put my face cream on. I'm gonna
get it needs that much washing.
I can see that.
It's so dirty, she's got to wash it upside down.
Today is not a good day. So I go out to eat with Nikea today, right?
Oh, boy.
And
was this third or fourth lunch?
Do you have food from him on your shirt?
Probably so. So we go out to eat, and we went to Texas Roadhouse. And the lady said, how you want your steak? He said, Garrett, yes. How did Nikea say he wanted steak? He said, the lady said, how you want your steak? He said, medium raw.
How many rolls did he eat?
The lady said, huh? We say, he don't know no better. Who the fuck ordered a steak medium raw?
Who the fuck can make a steak medium raw? Right. You got to eat the cow eyes still burning? With the
yeah. He's so fucking stupid. As a kid, he must have some good dick. I don't know how you stay with this big old fat black dummy with the little BBL in the back of his head from the little mohawk. Oh, his haircut is hideous.
He's got a mohawk?
He said he got a BBL in the back of his head.
He got a mohawk, right, but it done thin out in the front. Now, Kim, you look like, what's that thing with that horn on top of his head? With the ivory? Not the ivory. That's
a rhino?
Yeah, he like a rhino. But somebody broke off the ivory off his head. I said, Nakia, your mohawk ain't mohawking in the front. It's leaping. That motherfucker's so short. It's like his mohawk. He got a type of mohawk look like he need to take off. So, oh, then as you go up the hill, it get bigger. I said, this ain't no mohawk, Nakia. When you missing the front of your mohawk.
Is he LeBron in the front, party in the back?
No, he ain't even. I'm telling you, that mohawk look like it been broken off. It's fucked up. It is. And I told him, I don't know why you keep getting these fucked up ass haircuts. But that's what he like to do.
He really.
Did the Texas Roadhouse have a bunch of peanuts on the floor like the ones here?
No, they used to have it like that one before I moved from Atlanta the first time. But they don't have that. It was clean.
COVID killed all that.
Oh, okay. Because I remember the last time I went, I'm like, if you got new shoes, you can't come in here. Yeah. Peanuts everywhere.
Sandals.
Yeah, but I think they cleaned up all that. That shit had to carry germs.
Oh, yeah, like bar peanuts.
It was disgusting. It was just fucking peanuts everywhere.
As a kid, that was the best to go there. You'd go there. That was like my dad's favorite place. So we'd go there for special occasions and we'd get to eat peanuts and throw them on the floor. Oh, yeah. That was fancy eating in Plainfield. You know. You had to go to 38th Street to eat if Texas Roadhouse.
38th Street, Texas Roadhouse. Well, that place was a shithole.
It's so bad.
And you said that was fancy.
Oh, that was fancy back in the day.
You think it's fancy? It really, maybe I'm out of my element sometimes. Like when I took you to LA and y'all turn the TV down. I'm podcasting.
No, here's what it is. I've always been at the same middle class white suburban standard of fancy.
It ain't much.
And you like slingshotted Pat. We cross sections like 2015. You're like, this is fancy. And then there's 2019 hit, and you're in LA and bathtubs that are the size of pools and hanging out with Helen Mirren. now you take me into your world now, and I'm like, I don't belong here.
That shower he took in LA, he's like, this is the best shower I ever had in my life. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
My idea of a fancy hotel room is a Hampton Inn. Look at her face.
That ain't never been my idea of no fancy hotel. I'm sorry. Ritz-Carlton or something higher. Ritz-Carlton ain't even fancy no more.
I just don't belong in a place like that. I like my creature comforts, like my mini fridge.
What did we stay at? What's the name of the hotel in LA I stay at all the time?
Oh, was it like the...
Don't tell people. Yeah, show probably, up.
Yeah. It's close to the... It's close to... It's off of a Sunset Strip. I mean, it's close to the...
Oh, I love that place.
It's beautiful. The
it's
food's
high
amazing.
As fuck, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's high as fuck. It's about $600 a night.
I know. They want $200 a night, and if... Or what... No, $500 a night in
gratuity
security fees.
Yes, not gratuity security. Yeah,
I don't have any. I don't have $2,000.
Say, trust me, I'm gonna be on my best behavior in this bitch. take my shoes off at the revolving door.
Right. Can I leave you my car keys as collateral? Or?
Said, take my shoes off at the revolving door. Downstairs. He walks in my room barefooted. Just for you.
It is a nice place. Yeah, like Helen Mirren, you had a production meeting. I wasn't in yet, but apparently she was in there having a phone call, and y'all kicked Helen Mirren.
Who the fuck is Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren's really famous,
very famous actress.
She's in the... I don't know if you've seen the Harrison Ford Cowboy Show. She's the older lady in it.
What was she at?
You would know her if you saw her.
Yeah, let me see if I can grab a picture.
Pull up a picture of her.
Kerry Washington.
I met her.
She was in the room with you, and then Kerry Washington walked by in the lobby. This is Helen Mirren. What's she been in? The Queen, Shazam.
She was in there?
1923, yeah. So she was in there on the phone, and... One of the production people was like, they didn't recognize her either. And they were like, ma'am, you've got to beat it.
What was we at? We was on the premiere?
No, that's just where rich people like Helen Mirren stay. Kerry Washington. And then there was another actor, somebody named Bruce. He's like a real famous guy that you knew his face, but you didn't know his name. I of course walk up there to sightsee up at the top, take my my Plainfield pictures of the Hollywood sign. I'm like, oh, this is real fancy. He's just up there in the pool, and he looked at me like, what is this trash in gym shorts doing at my hotel? I wish I could remember his name, but I saw him in a TV show like 3 weeks later. I'm like, that's the guy. That's the guy that gave me the look.
I love that hotel. You know what? The only person that shot me was Loretta Devine. So I was walking by, and she was at a movie, because this is where they do all the premieres at. My premiere was there. Everybody do their premieres at this hotel. So as I'm walking by, her husband said, "There go Miss Pat." And I look, and I was like, what the fuck is this lady name? And so I said, "Jazz, what's her name?" She said, "This says Loretta Devine." I said, "That show is Loretta Devine."
Dion, the breakfast the next day was.
It's free, too.
It's free, but it's like bagels and lox and smoked fish and green drink. And I'm like...
Green drink.
And I was like, can I have some bacon? And then we don't have bacon here.
Where do poor people food at?
Where's the little boxes of Frosted Flakes that I can steal?
No, they Siri in a container. I'm like, don't y'all know Siri get stale when you put them in a bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was what like rich yoga wives like on Beverly Hills.
Everybody go there.
Yeah, I mean it's.
It was the only place
Indiana
I stay in LA.
Yeah, it was really nice. I couldn't believe it. I was just in shock.
Can I give a shout out to Milwaukee? Thank y'all for coming out. All shows were sold out. Oh my God, it was off the chain. It was so much fun. You know, I was supposed to go have my surgery. Still waiting to have my surgery. But I'm so glad I didn't cancel on Milwaukee. I just asked the Lord to keep me alive so I can get this damn surgery and make sure I heal good and get back. So I'm waiting on some tests to come back. And then hopefully I can get these gallstones out my gallbladder. How the fuck you go?
Are they still bothering you a lot?
No, not really. One thing, I pulled back on fried food. That was fucked you up. But sometimes I can turn my stomach different ways. Nigga, I feel like a little person's in me stabbing. Let me out, bitch. Let me out. So
you carry your stomach like a fanny pack? What are you talking about?
You got a garden gnome in there?
But, you know, it hadn't hurt in a while. But, you know, I still get a little pain. But it, when you have gallstones, it also make my left leg hurt a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, it put, you know.
Is it a shooting pain?
It's a shooting pain here and there.
I wonder if it's like hitting a nerve in your back or something.
It probably hitting something. I just want to get them out. I mean, one day they hurt so bad. I said, Lord, get this bullshit out of me.
So, I can't imagine gallstones and hot flashes at the same time.
I'm glad you said it because I'd be burning up and it's sticky. Nigga. It been so hot. It was so cool in Milwaukee. You was like, how you niggas get this kind of weather? It was so nice and cool and breezy. I got back here. I went to go look for some granite for my house. I was sweating like I had been on a treadmill. I said, fuck it, I don't want no granite. I'm going back to
my It's too hot to shop for granite.
Y'all should open this bitch at night. The granite man said, I just think it's too hot outside for you to concentrate. I said, I can't sit out there in this shit. He gave me an armorella, he gave me water. I said, they'll be about to die.
He gave you a what?
He treated you like you're in a marathon.
What was the first thing he gave you?
Amarello.
Oh, I thought you said amaretto. I'm like, you should not be drinking in the heat. That's bad.
It was so fucking, it's so hot down here. My husband keep on talking, put on a bra. I said, nigga, this is no bra, no wig. I don't know how these bitches running around here with waist training on. You hoes are gonna die. I'm telling you, by the time I take a bath at night, my pussy smell like it been been running for 2 days.
Pussy look like Forrest Gump.
One day Atlanta.
I'm pretty tired. I go take a bath now.
One day Atlanta pussy's 2 Indiana day pussy. Pat it pussy is, math.
It is so hot down here. I'm telling you, I've been shaving. Nigga, I mean, then like my little chin hair been growing all out the ordinary. Like,
you're like a tomato plant growing in the heat.
I'm telling you, this shit is awful. I mean, nigga, just awful.
I saw a girl in Chicago this weekend. This bitch had the thickest mustache I've ever seen in my life. That shit connected to her fucking baby edges. That shit was ridiculous.
How does nobody tell her?
She knew. She thought it was cute. That shit was terrible.
Oh, did you make fun of her for it?
No, I didn't make fun of her. I mean, you know, she just passed by, but I was like, I know she don't think that's cute. Just it was a full connection to her mustache with her baby hairs. You know,
was she a stud?
Mm-mm. She would have been pretty had she not had that fucking mustache. She was probably like 25, 26. Bad ass though.
Yeah, but you know what's lurking inside those cracks. A ferret. You get her a doggy, you look down. Nope. Might as well be Mike Tyson down there.
Damn.
That mustache trail goes all the way back down around her neck, through her back, down into her crack.
Probably.
Yep, right back, loops up back around on a happy trail.
Damn, you done slept with some weird bitches, ain't you?
She had a ferret in her booty.
You fuck a bitch with a ferret in her booty?
She's got like a park trail map all over her body.
I bet. So, it just, the weather down here is just, it's fucking so hot.
It was really hot last year, or last week. Today's been beautiful.
I think the earth is on fire. And then out of all of that, you know, we had the whole lock Trump thing up. Oh my god!
Oh, that's right. I gotta ask you. I've been dying to ask you. Did you go to that lockup? Because everybody on CNN kept saying, "Oh, this." They kept talking about this jail and the mayor of Atlanta.
That's what I did. No, I did my time at. I did time there.
Okay, everybody talked about how weird it smelled, how bad it smelled, and how like no.
That jail is old. When I was there, it was new.
Okay, so the mayor of Atlanta said it's not pleasant. She said it's the worst smelling jail in America or something like that. I was like, I got to ask Pat if she went to that jail. So what's it like inside
I think that was, did he go to Fulton County or Rice Street?
Fulton County.
14 County, that's downtown. Yeah. That's old too. It was new probably 20 years ago. Yeah, it's just an old ass jail. And they really locked his ass up and let him make bun.
Did you have it like there was a traffic crazy when they flew in, or you pretty
far? Oh yeah, they cleared the highways. They said they cleared the highways. Nobody was on the expressway but him. But he is he is the ex-president, so you know. Yeah.
They said he had 40 car motorcade.
Wow.
For when he went to jail.
I don't know a motherfucker who went to jail and bonded out that quick. I've had people at the bonding company trying to make the bond while I was on my way to jail, and I still spent 8 hours in jail.
Well, they want to pretend, oh, we're treating him like a regular person. Let's give him a mugshot, write down his weight and height. But come on.
That nigga was lying.
All right. Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson are 6'3", 215. Donald Trump said he was 6'3", 215.
He might have been a combination of them numbers, but not in that order.
I just wish our presidents could be as honest about their weight as Nikea is on this podcast. 360.
Trump said he was 215 pounds?
Yes.
Trump, your wig weighed 215 pounds. I was hoping they took his toupee off.
He say that's his real hair.
Oh, he says yeah.
I was that thin and shit ain't that dang.
Why would you buy a wig that bad?
Well, they sold it to his scale.
He got it so in.
That he got plugs. I mean, and he was not smiling. Everybody else smiled. That low down and dirty and kept that one black man in jail. He still ain't got no bond. He's still in that shitty ass jail.
He ain't leaving either.
What the fuck did he do?
Oh, wait, let me look this up. I haven't seen that.
He's the only one that didn't get no bond.
He was one of the fake electors, I think. I think he was in charge of the plot in Georgia.
That's the Cheeseboro guy that basically...
Because I've been seeing tweets about that black dude sitting in jail. And I'm like, he should have known better. He was the only nigga getting in trouble. You got to be in trouble with other niggas if you want special treatment.
So it's like being the black guy in a horror movie?
Yeah. Of course they going to let everybody else out first.
You know they pissed. Trump pissed old boy out, old girl out, because he went and hired the same lawyer that got off Ghana. Got out the rapper Gunner with the whole
wife. If they were smart, they would be telling everything and anything they need to tell to get this nigga, because without collateral, them niggas ain't getting off.
Harrison
nigga,
Floyd.
I would be telling on Trump wife out there. Yeah, he's still in jail.
Yeah.
Harrison Floyd, yeah.
What is he locked up for?
Here, let me pull it back up. Share sound. Whoops.
They didn't even keep the girl who worked with R. Kelly.
Oh yeah,
what?
He had a campaign manager or some person who was like the press person for Kanye, and so he doesn't have a hearing set yet. Floyd, a Maryland resident, is leader of the organization Black Voices for Trump. According to court filing, Floyd arranged a meeting between Fulton County election worker Ruby Freeman and Trevion Cuddy, a former publicist to musicians R. Kelly and Kanye West.
Yeah, so he was the one that set up the meeting. And that poor woman got harassed by all them people.
Mm-hmm. So Cuddy,
ain't that part of the reason why I went to a RICO case because of that?
Yeah, I haven't looked into it enough, so as best as I understand it, the reason they do RICO is because he doesn't put his fingerprints on anything. He's like a mob boss, right? So they use RICO cases to start folding up the chain more and more people. So like three of these fake electors have already flipped. Mark Meadows is cooperating as former chief of staff. And
damn,
he know where all the bodies is at.
Yeah. So he's trying to get it moved to federal court, because if it's in federal court, they can all get pardons. If they're convicted in a federal court, then the next Republican president can pardon all of them. If it's in Georgia, not even the governor can pardon you in Georgia. It's like this panel. So, and you have to show contrition to get your pardon, which he will never do. So,
so wait a minute. Who trying to get it federally? Trump.
Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff, is trying to get it moved. Trump has gotten a couple good lawyers, including one of them that's been critical. But basically, the reason it's RICO is it's a conspiracy of three different, like, one was hacking a voting machine, one was harassing the poll worker,
and also harassing old boy who Trump called, who the perfect conversation. Phone call, and I'm so, you know, that man was a Republican. I'm just so glad he did what you supposed to do, no matter which party you was on. He said the numbers ain't there. He said I just need 13.
Kemp too. I think Kemp, Raffensperger.
Kemp didn't fold for Trump at all. Mm-mm. He didn't fold, and you know, I'm not a Democrat. You know, I kind of think Kemp stole the office, but he didn't fold for Trump.
Yeah.
At all. He was like, I'm going to do what the law say do.
But yeah, RICO basically means they get charged as one big group of people in this conspiracy instead of individually. And they're trying to break it out so it'll be 19 different cases, which means it could go on forever.
They just set his date for March 2024.
That's for the federal case. The Georgia
is
case.
Is that for the...
That's for the Jack Smith, the two Jack Smiths.
Okay.
The Georgia one should be in October. So they're trying to get all this stuff done before the election, so we know if he's in jail or not before he gets reelected.
I think it would be fucking hilarious if that nigga won in jail. That shit would be so funny.
Think about it. Like, I'm the furthest thing from a Trump fan, but like, if you think about American lives... Who comes close in the history of America to having a crazier life than this guy? Like, maybe Arnold comes close.
I was going to say, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the only person I can think of who've had a life story so crazy.
Like, just one instance is, like, the guy has sex with a porn star and then gets impeached because he accidentally won the presidential election. Like, that was his that was a Thursday for Trump. Like, he's involved in so much crazy stuff. And people, did you see the chart that it was like 71% would believe Trump and then they'd trust their family 69% and then a religious leader and then conservative media?
Mm-hmm.
They would trust they'd trust Donald Trump.
Those people are crazy.
It's crazy.
It's a cult, man. It's a fucking Trump cult is what it is.
And I guess the boy who walked into Jacksonville and shot them three black people. But you know what was crazy? He was on the campus of the black university there in Jacksonville. And the campus police saw him putting on a bulletproof vest and ran him off. I don't know why they didn't hold him.
And
he ended up realizing he couldn't shoot up the school and went over to the, Dollar General and shot those three black people and shot himself.
That's crazy.
And then some black lady pulled up in a car. He shot her like 11 times.
We're going to get enough guns in this country one day. One day. There's always thoughts and prayers. That's all they always ever thoughts and prayers.
You know, there's 400-500 million guns at this point. If you tried to confiscate all those, it's... You'd have more deaths than...
You don't need to confiscate them. You just need to raise the prices on bullets. Raise the prices on bullets.
That's actually what Obama did. Like, he had all the federal agencies buying up all the ammunition. So, like, the IRS has, like, this crazy amount of ammunition in its basement. Because when he was president, he was just trying to restrict supply.
I mean, it makes sense. If you can't take the guns, make what the guns shoot. Too expensive to be wasting it.
I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be running around here throwing empty guns at niggas' heads.
Nikia keeps texting us that he's a Trump supporter. Is he really a Trump supporter, or is he kidding?
Nikia don't even vote. I take him to the place and write down who to vote for.
Ms. Pat illegally votes for
Fonnie's going to hit her, you. I don't need you indicted too.
Half of the time, that kid don't even know it's an election. I'm like, that kid, you vote that, huh? Who run it? He don't know what they stand for. He don't know shit. He's a dummy. Yeah, he's a Trump supporter. If he liked McDonald's as much as Donald Trump. So he's a fucking Trump supporter. You fat back weighing motherfucker nigga got titties in the bank.
His he supports Trump's fast food platform.
He sure do. Like he has so much grease in his body, it's protruding out of his nose. On top. I said, Nakia, you have enough grease coming out of your nose to fry chicken. You can take that shit off your nose and grease your scalp and make your mohawk grow in the front.
I see McDonald's got butter corn now.
The fuck?
Why?
So select McDonald's have butter corn.
Make a fucking good hamburger first.
Well, Chick-fil-A has okra, fried okra.
Really?
It is so fucking good. I had to stay away from it. Oh, that shit's so fucking good. Man, I'll just be like, give me two large fries, okra, fake ass Christian, and drive off. That shit's so good.
I don't think we have it up here. I haven't seen it.
No, it is so fucking good. Excuse me. Y'all know it's about that time for me to be in the bed. The bitch is old. Say, what, my bra go off? Once my bra come off, it is over. I think my bra is connected to my sleep apnea thing that could make you go to sleep.
Your bra's connected to your sleep mask. Apnea? Once I take my bra off, I might die in my sleep.
If I had 40 pounds on my chest, I wouldn't be able to breathe either.
Oh, stop snoring, I'm podcasting.
Well, we're at time if you want to.
Yeah, he over there snoring. I thought that was the dogs in here. Them dogs so fucking big. Let me tell you about my dog. So they was in, we keep him in the house so we move, right? And so, Cone, the little one who ain't uncertain. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. He whining. So Garrett said, shut up, nigga. I don't know why he called dog nigga. That motherfucking dog kicked that cage door and walked in there and said, who you calling nigga?
Has Garyon been reading to your dogs?
I said, how the fuck you get out of that cage? That nigga just kicked that cage. I said, this nigga crazy. That motherfucker, I'm telling you, that motherfucker like to jump up on you. That he's standing about 7 feet straight up. Oh, I said, you don't get your motherfucking ass down off me with your dick hanging out because you ain't about to fuck me. I'm telling you, they all on special need because Zeus won't stop sucking his dick. I tell y'all, I was like, Zeus, you cannot be sucking your dick like this. So I'm getting ready to put him on some underwear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he won't stop sucking that dick. But Cone, that nigga kicked that door in yesterday. I said, I think y'all better stop playing with him. He is not the one to be played with. I saw that nigga eat a bone and crunch a big ass steak bone and just crushed it on one bite.
Oh my gosh.
But he love to eat ice. He love ice.
Ice is not good for dogs.
It isn't? Why not? It's just water.
No, they can't regulate their temperatures the way we can, so ice fucks them up. You shouldn't feed your dogs. Ice is bad for them.
This sounds like deep state government conspiracies to me. Like, man,
the government give a fuck about your dogs. Government don't give a fuck about your
dogs. Shoot it. That's the first chance they get.
Google it and see if ice bad for your dog. Right. Y'all tell me if ice, huh? Y'all tell me if ice is bad for your dog. Please hit us up in my DM, because my dog love ice. And when they go over there to the other dog house, I tell my husband to make them ice cold water, put the ice in the bucket with the water so they can be drinking cold water.
All right. So this is from the UK, which, you know, I don't know about their science.
And eating ice caused my dogs to overeat. For years, numerous rumors have been circulating on social media that giving ice to a dog can trick their bodies into actually warming up, increasing the risk of heat strokes.
Yeah.
This is not true. And has been debunked, whatever. debunked by vets. Giving Ice Cube cold water or frozen treat is a useful way of helping dogs stay cool on hot day. Dion, fuck off. You don't even got no dog. I'm going to get my dog some popsicles.
You gonna be cleaning up popsicle shit too.
Yeah. Red 40 coming out their ass thinking it's blood.
My dogs are spoiled. The girl won't cooperate. Like, I be trying to put on a tutu and shit. She bite that shit off her.
She don't want to sell no pussy.
You should have gotten a golden doodle.
She won't let me dress her up. I'm like, Sheba, you the girl. Let me dress you up. Bitch.
She don't want to look like a thot in the land. Now her brother's sucking dick all the time.
She would not let me dress her up. I be trying to put on a little cute. She be like, bitch, go on somewhere with that bullshit. They thought I know that bitch done took it off her neck, and then she up here and done snagged a hole in it. I'm telling them she won't let me dress her up. He gonna tell me, thank God. Y'all stay tuned. I got my kitchen in.
Cool. All right. I was going to ask how the house is coming, what you've been doing with your free time.
I'm closing it up, and it's getting rough. So, you know what the fuck are you looking at? I'm closing it up, and it's I got the hardwood floors down. It's all painted. I got the kitchen cabinets in. I got the pantry cabinets in, or the butler kitchen, whatever you want to call it. And I also got the laundry room in. So next go round, I get the vanities and stuff like that in. But it's so hard. Like, let me tell you what my husband did. I said, foyer. I said, put this light in the foyer. Well, when you first walk in the house, you know, it's a little area right there. But I'm talking about like the grand for you to hang down by the step. This motherfucker put a big ass chandelier that I paid a lot of money for, and they cut the cords on it, so I can't reuse it. I had to buy another one of those chandeliers.
No.
Because he put it at the fucking front door. Oh, I'm so mad at him. I was like, I cannot believe you did this to my motherfucking chandelier.
So there's two foyers, one's bigger and that's where it's supposed to go, and one smaller and that's where you put it.
I thought I only had one, but according to him, I got two foyers. And I wanted to knock his motherfucking head off. Let me see if I can find it so you can show it to the people. Yeah, I could not believe that he did this dumb shit. Oh, here it is right here.
Here, let's take a quick break and we'll take a look at it on YouTube right after this.
Now that's where it's supposed to hung at, because that's the design I stole off of TikTok. But yet he has this motherfucker right here. You got it?
Yep.
I could not believe he did that to my fucking channel. I had to order another one.
But
it's too big.
Yeah, could I hit my head on it if I were like 7 feet tall walking in the front though?
If you were 7 or 8 feet, you probably could.
Yeah, I see.
Nobody
why.
Wants to overtake.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put that there.
No. Because if you look at,
I don't know shit about decorations, but I know that ain't where that goes.
So this is the idea that I got from this lady. I saw it at her house. That's where it's supposed to be at. Oh, he hung it right at the door.
Because the point of a chandelier is that it like
that shit look like a ceiling lamp.
Right.
That shit is not a chandelier no more.
The length of the cord and chain, like that's kind of what makes it grand.
Fancy ass tap light now. It's right in front of the door.
You could hit your head on that. That's funny.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. I cannot believe you fucked up my chandelier like that.
So what are you going to do when you're done with the house? Because it's like your favorite thing, you know, that's your favorite thing to do. Like you.
I have another house I just purchased about last year in Austell. I tore it down.
Okay.
So I'm going to rebuild that. I want to start something where I go in. I want an HGTV show. I don't know why the fuck they don't give me no HGTV show.
I'll give you a couple of reasons.
Why?
The FCC will be on their ass.
I won't curse.
I don't know that you can say the N-word on HGTV.
I won't say it.
What you did to that lady in the cabin, they ain't give you no fucking...
What are you talking about?
Kaylee quote-coded yourself right
nah,
out of
HGTV. Nah, that bitch with the bowls.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know why BET wouldn't pick up like an HGTV type show, because that'd be so fun if you did one.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we're going to see. But I'm going to find other people's houses to do. I'm in the middle of my nephew's house right now that I'm closing out his kitchen that I did his whole house because he bought a flip.
You should do a YouTube show.
You know, that's what I'm going to start doing. With mm-hmm. that house in Austell, they can only work when I can film.
Mm.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Could you see, because Hollywood's a pain in the butt and kind of annoying. Let's say you do this for like 10 more years. You make all the fuck you money you want and you just walk away. You just go, Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman's still alive. He hasn't done a movie in like 35 years since Welcome to Mooseport. And he just sits in his house on his ranch, does whatever he wants. Could you like say, I'm going to walk away from show
Who's
business?
Gene Hackman? Who played with
He was in Crimson Tide. He was the boat captain against Denzel Washington.
Birdcage. He was the old center. Yeah, let me find a picture. But would you just say, look, I'm done with Hollywood. I'm done with entertainment. I'm just going to go do contracting full time.
Gene Hackman is the best non-racist actor of all time.
He is my favorite actor.
Every time he was in a racist movie.
Mississippi Burning is a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That nigga, he never said nigga in Crimson Tide, but he said nigga the whole movie.
Here he is. He's just, you know, he's 93 living in Santa Fe, Mexico, just, you know, hanging out, cleaning out his truck, getting some, you know.
Damn, he 93?
He's 93. There he's having some Wendy's. Some tabloid said, you know what? We need to find Gene Hackman. Go down there and find the man.
Him and Dustin Hoffman need to do a movie together before they get out of here.
He's the best. He hates Hollywood. He said, you know what? I'm out. I'm not dealing with this. I got enough money. I'm going to go do what I want. Could you ever see yourself just saying, like, I don't want to do TV or stand up. I'm just going to go build houses.
I could see myself saying that. Yeah. Because it's so relaxing. Like, you know, like, I work at a radio station in the morning. Don't get me wrong. I like doing radio. But I don't like leaving my house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's the worst. It ruins your life. I don't know how
you know. You know, and I know I'm out of there at 10, but, you know, by that time, it's just like, you know.
At least it's warm down there. You had to do that shit here up in Indy in the wintertime be the worst.
Yeah, but, you know, I just want to be able to do what I want to do. So I'm hoping, you know, I can get enough money and do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I really like remodeling. Like, I was at the Granite Place today and that's what I want to do. I don't want to physically do anything, but I met this designer.
I
want to
be
today.
A slave master.
No, I mean, I want to hire people like I did for my house. So I was talking to this lady at the Granite Place. She was like, oh, you got an interior designer? I said, no, I'm doing everything myself. And then she said, well, you should call this lady. And I called her, you know, just to see, you know, what she was talking about. See what she was talking about. And I'd be damned. Well, I got you yawning. I'd be damned if we got her talking. And she was like, you did all of this? I was like, yeah. She was like, wait a minute. You designed that kitchen? I said, yeah, off of TikTok, bitch. Because if you look at the thread, I had custom everything in the house. And if you look at the thread between me and the captain, man, I'm like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this. And so he brought the kitchen. It's kind of funny because I got four trash cans in my kitchen.
Because you just like the trash cans and you bought them?
Well, you pull it out as two and then you pull it out as two.
Okay.
I got two, the beverage center. I have two, and if you do the kitchen and the pantry, I got three refrigerators. But it's this little neat thing up on the cabinets where everybody hates.
You got three refrigerators in the same kitchen.
She's got like 20 people living in her house. That's me. That's like my in-laws, my mother-in-law's downstairs. They have to have three refrigerators because they have 15 people that live in the house.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3. I probably got 5 refrigerators.
She's got
tell me two of them are just for water.
Nikea has to have one, and he just visits.
No, I have a butler pantry or whatever you want to call it, you know, the extra kitchen. But I didn't realize I had three dishwashers in the kitchen.
said, that's when you know you're rich. You've lost a dishwasher.
No.
You discover a dishwasher in the house you're building. That's rich.
No, I said, what is this? She said, dish. I said, what the fuck? I need three dishwashers in the kitchen when I already got one in the pantry. So I got two in the kitchen and one in the pantry. And I'm like, the fuck? Who the fuck sold me four dishwashers?
It's a smart man who saw you coming. Someone driving a Bentley going, today.
Now that we're going back through the list of the shit I bought right before COVID hit. So I bought this big ass grill. And I said, it ain't going to fit on the porch. The house is built. It ain't going to fit on the porch.
Oh, no.
You got to be at the dog's house.
I'm going to put it at the pool house, but I'm like, what the fuck did I buy? I mean, she was like, well, you spent a lot of money on the outdoor kitchen. I'm like, I don't need this shit. Can I get my money back? Like, I didn't know I had three dishwashers in the kitchen. I didn't realize that.
Had you put them in, or did you just have three dishwashers and then you were like, where
no,
am I going to put
them? No, on the plan. My architect get a little crazy sometimes. Okay. Like, she put all of these big-ass expensive windows in my house. So I like dark. So
I like dark.
Be some so mad. Sunlight. Bitch, I don't like sunlight.
You and Thomas Jefferson.
So when I went through the plan, so when he brought the kitchen, I said, well, what's this? I said, dishwasher. Well, what's this? I said, what the fuck? I called this bitch. I said, how many dishwashers did I buy? She's like, three. I said, bitch, take a dishwasher off. And then she sold me garbage disposal. I'm like, I'm on a septic tank. I'm in a fucking country. I can't have no goddamn garbage disposal.
Oh, that's a
problem. We got to pick our shit out the same. Yeah, it's a plumber problem. So it's like, now I'm getting all these refunds because I didn't know what the fuck I would buy.
She didn't make you a compost?
What's that mean?
So instead of a garbage disposal, you compost it. You so you can grow like your tomatoes and all your plants and stuff.
No.
I mean, you got three dishwashers. You might as well get a compost.
Not fucking with compost. Come on,
it's a machine. You don't really have to do much work. It's a machine.
Back in the 90s, we had a trash compactor. It was kind of a bougie house in Hendricks County, and like having a trash compactor was like,
that's kind of what it is. Yeah. Except it makes fertilizer for you.
Trash compactor is nice.
Yeah. It had an intercom system in it and an in-home vacuum. You know, had
A Kirby?
Yeah, it had
had a Kirby.
You plug the
hose in. The best fucking, to this day, that is the best fucking vacuum cleaner you can ever buy.
The Kirby?
The Kirby. It's nothing like sucking up. These little shitty ass vacuum Kirby will suck the skin off your fucking face.
The Dyson is the biggest. Have you had a Dyson?
Yes, but it's some bullshit. I got one in the closet somewhere right now. Now, it's some bullshit. That motherfucking Kirby, nigga, with them truck wheels on it.
Truck wheels.
Nigga. They still around too.
Kirby versus Shark. Let's find it.
That motherfucker.
Nigga, them sharks are bullshit.
Yeah.
That Kirby, that motherfucker ain't no joke. I'm gonna tell you right now. I had one.
The home cleaning system. Yeah. $2,500 though.
It's worth it.
For the system.
That motherfucking Kirby, when I tell you it will pull, that's what they should vacuum Trump hell with. that's a good ass, but so the kitchen is in. We're gonna post some stuff about it, and the laundry room. Now I'm waiting next week. The closet's gonna come. My vanity's gonna come, and other stuff like that.
I'm telling you, you should get a compost.
I have to ask about a compost. But that's about it. So it's coming along great.
Scrape all your trash in there and it'll turn it into fertilizer. You can put it outside to grow your tomatoes and all your other, because you said you're building a garden, right?
No, you got me fucked up.
Did she say she was building a garden?
No, I said Garrett them might build a garden. I'm not the only nigga. I don't got time to plant nothing.
Plant your ass on the sofa.
That's it. Yeah. Plant my ass in this water. Cause my vagina burning.
I have a garden in the back. I love it. It's my favorite thing. You'd enjoy it. It's a great way to just like get outside.
What you got back there?
Tomatoes, peppers of different kinds, wildflowers, sunflowers, all kinds of herbs, watermelon, which never make it because of the squirrels.
What happened?
The squirrels just eat it. They eat the tomatoes. They eat the strawberries. But it's fun. You go out there. I'm like, I can't sit in this office anymore. So I go out there and water and just listen to my podcast for an hour and ignore my family. It's great.
Why don't you put a fence around?
I mean, it's not too... squirrels are so tricky, you know? You can't really, like, fence off the watermelon. I didn't mean
how
to grow watermelon.
How the fuck
watermelon.
They eat a watermelon?
They go up and they just start gnawing on it. They know it's sweet.
That's what you need to put them cats to work. You got three cats, nigga. Sit them out there.
Come on, get outside.
Teach one of them squirrels a lesson.
So they bite all your watermelon and run off?
Yep. We got rabbits, rats. It's the middle of the city, so we don't have deer. There's no deer eating this shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my husband. I'm thinking about building those boxes so he can grow shit in. But nigga, I'm gonna put a fence around my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put a spotlight and say, and the thing gonna say, you're being watched, bitch ass squirrel.
The nigga's gonna be taking selfies in your garden. Well,
at the hardware store we used to sell deer pee. You could buy deer piss to keep all the geese and all the rabbits and everything away from your garden. And a spray bottle.
Well, I got some real deer back there. The whole little family be coming out of the bush and be like, what's up, nigga? Y'all ain't done yet? Like, no, we ain't done yet, bitch.
When do you think you'll be moving into this place?
I'm hoping in October. Okay. I'm keeping my faith. If I can get this motherfucker to put it in my bathroom floor, October.
That's not too far away.
Nope.
They running electrical in the ground now. So they're running electrical. They're running the plumbing is already on. I'm wait till I get everything to get the plumber there because he kind of crazy. So I don't want him to come and go.
Whatever happened with your lawsuit with the Clubfoot man?
I sued him and the judge made him give me all my shit back.
But didn't he countersue you?
No, yeah, he went and put a lien on my house. And then I went and took it off. And then now we arguing. He's trying to sue me again.
what a turd.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Well, we should probably wrap up here.
Yeah, my camera went off. I'm trying to see why.
Them deer heard you talking about him.
They nibbled through your wires.
Oh,
they was like, why you put that chandelier right there?
Oh, you think it's hot where you're at? You're going to Phoenix?
Oh, God, Phoenix, you up this week. And I got my panty liner, and I will be wigless and titterless when I get there. I will be there. Is it September 1st? I think this date is wrong on here.
Let me
look. Yeah.
Are y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to make sure
the screen froze.
So, I will be there September. What the fuck happened to the stream?
You are going to be in Phoenix?
Yep. Stand up live September 1 through the 3rd. Oh, my God. It's going to be so goddamn hot. I got to get me some talcum powder for my titties. After that, your girl done made it. Tour will start. September the 8th. I will be in Louisville, Kentucky. It's sold out. September the 9th. Me and Dion and Vincent will be in Indianapolis.
Clues Memorial Hall.
Clues Memorial Hall. September the 16th, I will be at the theater at Ace in Los Angeles. All you got to do is go to MissPatComedy.com because your Girl Unmated tour has started. I will be in theaters throughout the rest of the year. So just go to MissPatComedy.com. Get your tickets now. We added an extra show in Atlanta. We added an extra show. I think it was DC. We added an extra show. So I'm excited. I cannot wait to get there. And we're going to have a good time.
Guess the temperature in Phoenix today.
What is it?
115.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice and cool in 97 when you're there, though.
97 is cool?
Compared to 115.
Tomorrow,
Can you know, can you imagine somebody trying to walk barefooted in Phoenix?
Oh, it's... I feel for anybody who's, you know...
Cooking your feet.
Experiencing homelessness, like... Come on.
They got a lot of homeless people in Phoenix, too. They moved them out of the city when they had, like, Super Bowl and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them down there.
That happened here. The city took all the homeless people in 2012, put them on a bus, and took them to Chicago. Just dropped them off. Can't have that during the Super Bowl.
Did they make their way back here?
Some of them did, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Well, we got nice homeless people here, though.
We do.
They say, please give me your change.
They had a tent city. They elected a mayor. They're good citizens.
They elected their own mayor for the homeless? Yeah,
there was a homeless mayor at one point about 4 years ago. Then the city said, we can't have that, and cleared them out.
Oh, wow. Well, with that said, make sure you tune in. You go to MissPatComedy.com. Stay tuned for the new show I got coming out, because it'll be out in a few months. I can't wait till we talk about it. We should be able to talk about it by the time, by our next podcast, I hope.
Ooh, sweet.
I can't wait. So, bye, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.